It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Phineas Mangwira, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us this afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much, Pastor. Our question for today, how do you get out of a pattern of sin?
Okay, thank you. Wow. That's a very important question in our lives as Christians. What I'm noting from the question is something that is like habitual. It's something like a pattern. Mm. And one is saying, "Hey, I don't think I like this. I want to be like unshackled." So I think the first thing to try to wiggle out of this is to accept your position. You need to accept that I am in a sinful position. This pattern is not good. This pattern is bad. So you need to realize that this is not good, and I, and you should have the desire to get out of it.
Yeah.
So for me, I think this is the fundamental point, proposition that one should take, that this is bad. I don't like it, and I want to leave this pattern. I want to leave this habit. And when you take that position, you now need now to confess before God.
Oh my God!
Like John, what John? 1 John 1 verse 9 says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." So I'm saying, firstly, accept your position.
Yeah.
Agree that it's not good for you, and have the determination to leave that pattern. So the process now of leaving it now is, first you need to make it right with God.
Yeah.
God, I've been doing this thing which you and I know is not right.
Hey.
So you confess your sins, and you need to not, you don't need to have like a blanket statement. You need to point your sin by name.
Yeah.
By name. If it's theft, Father, I confess of my sin. I steal.
Oh, God, yeah.
Father, I am an adulterer.
Yeah.
I confess to adultery. I am dishonest. I cheat. I lie. So we need to be honest with God. Name your sins one by one.
Yeah.
And ask for God's help. Like, you know, Paul cried, "Hey, who is going to help me? You know, what I want to do, I know it, and I do not do it. Yeah. What I do not want to do, that's what I end up doing." So he's just saying that on our own, we don't have capacity to overcome sin. We need to surrender everything to God and seek God's help to come out of it. But God, I think God first desires that we be very honest with Him. We need to come clean.
Yeah.
If you are a murderer, Father, I murdered. Help me out. So I said, accept and be prepared to leave the bad habit or the sin, and confess, confess and turn your back. But you may find it difficult to turn your back on your own. So we need to enlist the help of God. Ask God for power to turn your back on sins. And also Psalm 119 verse 11 says, "I've stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." So the other helpful thing to do is to study God's word and claim the promises that are found in God's word. Meditate on the will of God and ask help to from God to live according to His will.
Mm.
So, and it's at times when you feel that, when you think that, when you make that decision to overcome it, you may at times find that the devil may redouble his energy against you. Even if you fall along the way, don't worry. Wake up, pick up your pieces again, and go back on your knees. Father, I know that I cannot do it on my own.
Yeah.
You know, it is the most dangerous thing to think of is that we as individuals on our own have got the capacity to overcome sin.
Yeah.
We can't, because the devil is more powerful than us. Hence, we need to enlist the help of God. And when we do that, when we surrender totally, we surrender our interests, we surrender our will to His will, God will help us to come out of that habit. And also, be intentional in avoiding things that will lead you into sinning.
Okay. Got it. Oh, I'm Mfundisi. Sure. Thank you very much. Thank you ever so much. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to your answer for tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Mfundisi. And thank you very much once again for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.